Hello, everybody. This is the Translation Confessional Podcast. Reach your career high with a professional development plan. In today's competitive job market, it is more important than ever to invest in your professional development. A well-crafted professional development plan can set you apart from the competition and help you achieve your career goals. Not only will a professional development plan give you a roadmap for success, but it will also help you identify your strengths and weaknesses. The process of creating a professional development plan can also be beneficial in itself, as it forces you to take a hard look at your skills and experience. By taking the time to assess your career goals and create a detailed plan, you are increasing your chances of achieving long-term success. Here are some ideas to help you on your professional development journey. Check yourself. The first step in creating a professional development plan is to assess your skills and knowledge. This can be done through self-reflection, by talking with family and friends, or by taking an assessment test. Once you have an idea of where you stand professionally, you can begin to set goals. Grow your skills. The second step in creating a professional development plan is to identify any necessary training or continuing education. This may include taking courses at a local college or university, attending workshops or conferences, or completing an online training program. Once you have identified the necessary steps for reaching your goal, you can begin to create a timeline for completing them.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mind your roles. The third step in creating a professional development plan is to adjust your professional roles along the way. As you gain new skills and knowledge, you may find that your current position no longer aligns with your long-term career goals. If this is the case, don't be afraid to make a change. Sometimes, taking a step back in order to move two steps forward is necessary to reach your goals. Keep tabs on your progress. Tracking your progress is also crucial. This includes documenting the courses you've taken, the workshops you've attended, and the skills you've acquired. Documentation is important because it not only allows you to track your progress, but it also serves as evidence of your skills and knowledge should you need to provide it in the future. Redesign your resume. Your resume should be updated regularly so that it reflects your most recent skills and experience, including any new expertise acquired through training or continuing education programs. A well-written, concise, one-page resume will open doors to new opportunities and help you reach your long-term career goals. Compile your CV. In addition to keeping your resume current, you may also want to update your curriculum vitae, CV, which is a long-form resume and includes more details about your professional and academic background. You can compile this information easily by using a CV template. An online guide will walk you through all the steps you need to take in order to complete a professional copy of your CV. Plus, you'll be able to return to it online whenever you need to update it with new accomplishments. When business ownership calls. For many people, starting their own business is the ultimate career goal. While it can be a lot of work to get a business off the ground, the rewards can be great. If you want to work under your own company's name to provide language services, it's important to put together a solid business plan and file all the paperwork required to start operating. First of all, you'll need to decide on the legal structure of your business. LLCs are commonly used by small businesses because they offer personal liability protection and flexibility when it comes to taxation. If you're serious about starting your own business, taking the time to research all aspects of the process is essential. Then, once your business is up and running, it's important to identify your target market and craft a marketing strategy to reach out to your potential clients. Conclusion. Creating a professional development plan is an important step in any career journey. By taking the time to assess your skills and set realistic goals, you can create a roadmap for success. Keep your resume and CV up to date and explore the opportunity of starting your own business. While it may take some time to achieve your long-term goals, the process of developing a plan can help you stay focused and on track. Did you like this episode? If you'd like to share your thoughts by leaving a voice message, click the link in the description. You can also send us an email using the link in the description. We look forward to receiving your comments and ideas.